Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams. And as usual, I'm just so elated to meet with you all each and every Monday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Time to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. And thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in my life, whether it's in my career, my business, or just in life in general. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because like I always say, y'all, we do not know what this week lies before us. But guess who does know? God. Our God knows, and so we ask God to orchestrate our steps. We ask God to be in the midst of every situation that we're in, every phone call, every virtual call, every meeting in person, be in the car with us, Lord. And one thing I say all the time, especially when I'm in the car or where if I'm traveling or something like that, I say, God, please dispatch your angels to surround this vehicle. Dispatch your angels to surround me. And so I just declare and decree that God will dispatch his angels to surround us as we go about our week, as we go about our work week, as we go about handling our business. And as we go, and maybe some of you all may be traveling for the holidays, for the Thanksgiving holiday, but I just pray right now that God will dispatch his angels to surround whatever transportation mode you are taking, will surround you in general, will surround your family, okay? So I just thank you, Lord, right now for what you have done and what you're going to do, okay? All right, so this morning, if the songs didn't give it away, this morning, the scripture I have been led to just really focus on is Psalms 46:10. And if you're not familiar with that scripture simply says, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version,
It simply says, be still and know. And then parentheses, it says, recognize, understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I'm going to say that again. It says, and this is Psalms 46:10, okay? It says, be still and know. Recognize, understand that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And so I was just led to share that with y'all because, you know, just being a believer, just being a follower of Christ, you understand that God is God, right? But sometimes we need to be reminded, despite the situations we may face, despite what we may hear, despite what we may be seeing, despite what information we may be taking in on a regular basis, we just need to be reminded to be still. Be still and know that I am God, that God is God. And guess what? And he gonna do what he do. And that what he do best is bless, okay? It states he will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. And I know a lot of times, you know, especially during the holidays, sometimes as busy professionals, we're like, we got to go, go, go. We still got to do. We got to do all the things, right? But we just need to really just sit down in a corner and be still and know that God is God in any given situation, on any given day, in any given minute, any given hour, any given second. Come on now. Like, God is God. He is still God. So we just need to be still, breathe, because I know it can be a lot of chaos, right? It in the workplace, it can be a lot of chaos in our lives. It can be a lot of chaos in our businesses. It can be a lot of chaos in everything. It could be a lot of chaos in our emotions, in our mental, in our physical, in our relationships. It could just be a lot of chaos. But when there is chaos in our life, one thing that we can definitely do is do what? Be still. Be still. Be still. I'm not talking about the still, like the thing. I'm talking about the you be still. You literally sit down, don't move, be still, and do what? And know that God is God. And also listen to what God is sharing with you in the midst of the chaos or in the midst of the situation that you may be facing. Listen to what he is sharing with you. Sometimes God can just simply stop you in your tracks and be like, just be still, child. I got this. I got something to share with you. Sometimes we just got to know to be still and recognize and understand, like this, like the Amplified Version says, know that God is God in any given situation, right? And so how do we know that we can really be still and know that God is God? That's what I really want to talk to y'all about this morning. It's because, like, look, the songs that I played this morning gave it away. The first song that I played, well, not the first song. The second song that I played was by Ty Tribbett, and it was called Same God. So let me ask you again, how do you know that you can be still and know that God is God? Because if he did it before, he can do it again. Listen, it's just as simple as that. If he did it before, he can do it again. He can do it again, but he can do it even better. Now that's real good news. That is the God that we serve. He did it before, and he sure can do it again. But we just declare and decree right now that he's not just going to do it again, but he's going to do it even better. right? So, and then the song goes on to say, same God right now, same God back then. Like, we serve a God that's unwavering. We serve a God that's not iffy or not shaky or not shady or anything. We serve a God that is consistent. We serve a consistent God, okay? So same God right now, same God back then. So if he did it before, he can surely do it again and do it again much better, okay? And then the next song that I played was by James Fortune featuring Monica, and it was called Trusting God. So I'm going to ask you this. How do you know you can be still and know that God is God? You simply have to trust. There is a trust factor in this scripture. There is a trust factor in this scripture, Psalms 46:10. When we say, or when it says, be still and know, recognize, understand that I am God, there is a trust factor in that, okay? So, yes, you can be still and know that God is God because you are trusting that he has your best interest at heart. You are trusting that the situation is going to be okay. You are trusting that everything is going to work out for your good. You are trusting that God is truly the provider in your life. You are trusting that God is making a way out of no way. You are trusting that God is a restorer. You are trusting that God is literally has you in the palm of his hand and is molding and shaping you into who he has called you to be in this particular season of your life. You are trusting God. Trusting God. And so the song then goes on to say what the scripture states. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And so that song literally has been on rotation for me for some time. And just this weekend, the Lord just really put that part of the song in my heart, because I'm like, be still and know that I am God. And then I remembered that that's what that song was sharing. And of course, I remembered the scripture that ties to it, which is Psalms 46:10. And I keep repeating it because this is definitely your homework. Go meditate on this scripture, whatever it is that you're going through. I want you to be still. Not just I want you to be still, but God wants you to be still and know that he gonna do what he do. He wants to speak to you. He wants to share a few things with you in this season, and whatever you deem that is chaotic or whatever you may be going through, he wants to share a few things with you in this season. And it's okay. And it's okay. It's not like, oh, God just sat me down on punishment or something like that. No. God is sitting you down because he wants to share something with you. He wants to withhold nothing from you. God withholds nothing from us. Nothing. He wants to share it with us. He wants to share with us what it is that he has for us, that he envisions for us, what we are asking. I mean, we all ask, we seek, we knock. Ask, seek, knock. That's what we do when it comes to our Heavenly Father. We ask, seek, knock. Why? Because we want to understand and want to get clarity on what it is he has for us in our life. Now, let me tell you something about the clarity piece. You may not get it all at once. You may not even get it within a couple of days. But just trust and believe that God is going to reveal it to you by and by. When the time is right, God is going to reveal it to you. Okay. All right, y'all. I pray that resonated with you. I pray that really penetrated your spirit this morning. And understand that despite what you're going through, what you can do is be still and know that God is God. because while he will be exalted among the nations, he will be exalted in the earth. So we just thank God right now for the testimonies to be had, each and every one of your testimonies, because nobody's testimony is greater. Listen, everybody has a testimony, and everybody can be impacted from someone's testimony, okay? So I don't ever want you to feel as though, oh, my testimony ain't good enough, or this, that, and the third. Let me tell you something. Your testimony is a sign to somebody's ears to hear, okay? Your testimony is a sign to somebody, just like your voice. Your voice is a sign to somebody. Like, my voice is a sign to whoever it takes the time out to listen to the prayer calls, listen to the replays, and all of that. Okay? Your voice, your gifts are a sign to whomever in the earth so that you can help. But it's up to you to really push through. Ask God. Look, be still. Know that God is God. Be still. Listen, okay? And see what God wants to share with you in this season. And then, of course, once God shares it with you, you have to then be bold enough, take the steps in your life that you need to take in order to truly be obedient to what God has called you to do. All right? All right, y'all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, we thank you for another week. We thank you for another day to just say thank you. To just say thank you for who you are. Thank you for touching us. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for clothing us. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right minds. Thank you for a great health. Thank you for just being in the midst, Lord, in any given situation that we may be in. Lord, give us the strength to just be still, to just be still in the midst of the chaos, to just be still in the midst of a regular day, Lord. Just to be still and hear what you have to share with us. To be still and to understand and recognize that you are God. That you are our God. And guess what? You have it all under control. And nothing that you got, that you have us in, that is not in your control. You always have it in control. And so, God, we just ask that you strengthen us, give us strength, give us supernatural strength to recognize and understand that to be true. In the name of Jesus, we lift your name up, Lord. We lift each and every person that's listening to this call right now, to the replay, Lord. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. We call on you, Lord, for whatever it is that we are in, we're standing in the need of in this season, Lord, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically, whether it's relationally, whether it's mentally, whether it's financially, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for what you are going to do, Lord. We thank you in advance for the many blessings that you're going to shower down upon us, Lord. We thank you for the favor in the situations that we are facing right now, Lord. We thank you for the good reports. We thank you for all that you have in store for us, Lord. We thank you for our family, Lord. We thank you for continuously dispatching your angels around us to protect us, Lord. We thank you for just blessing us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. And I just can't thank you enough. This week, we are going to be celebrating Thanksgiving, God. But God, we just want to let you know that we thank you, not just in this season, but any and every season that we are facing in our life, Lord, because we understand that you are the one that's always going to have our back. You are a consistent God, and we just thank you for being the same God. We thank you for being the same God right now and the same God back then. We thank you, God, because we know if you did it before, you surely can do it again. But you don't just do it again, but you can do it even better than before, because we know you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are Alpha and Omega, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we just exalt you. The word says in that scripture, it states, "Be still and know that I am God," but also states that you will be exalted among the nations. You will be exalted in the earth. So God, we just thank you. We thank you for trusting us with the testimonies that we're going to have. God, let us withhold no testimony. We will be trusted. You can surely trust us with the testimonies that are to come and the testimonies that are within our hearts to share, Lord. Let us be bold to share them. In the name of Jesus, let us be bold to share our testimonies with those who need to hear them, with those that they are assigned to, in the name of Jesus. So God, we just thank you. If I had 10,000 tongues, all the tongues, Lord, I couldn't thank you and praise you enough. But God, I just give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. You deserve it all, Lord. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. We just thank you, Lord, for just paying it all for us. Paying it all for us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next week. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.